forget not all his benefits. A compilation.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquity, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy, who satisfies you with good so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Psalm 103:1-5. I love how the psalmist instructs his soul to forget not. He reminds himself of all the benefits of who God is and what he offers us: forgiveness, healing, redemption, love, mercy, good, renewal. I know what it's like to read these words and struggle to believe they're true, because maybe what you're facing doesn't look like any of those things. You don't feel healed. You don't feel loved. You don't feel renewed. I know what it's like to believe in Jesus and know he's here but not feel him at all. I've been there too. But you see, the trustworthy component of truth is this. It's true forever. No matter what we're going through, no matter what we feel, truth is still true. And when we feel overwhelmed, sometimes the best thing we can do is come back into alignment with what is ultimately true. God forgives, God heals, God redeems, God crowns us with love and mercy, God satisfies us with goodness. When we take time to remember what's true about God, and therefore what's true for us, we can then reframe any thought that's setting itself up to be opposite of that. Philippians 4:8 even tells us, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. Yes, these things. This is what I need more of in my life. These are the things I need to fix my thoughts on in the morning, not just my mental checklist of everything I need for my day. Reframing your thoughts doesn't mean you ignore the reality of what you're facing. It doesn't mean you overlook hurt or abuse or discouragement or unanswered prayers. Reframing your thoughts isn't a choice to ignore the realities of your situation. It's a choice to factor God back into the equation, to remember who he is and what is true in the middle of what feels scary and overwhelming. Today, as you recall to mind what is true and instruct your soul to forget not, live comforted in the truth that God has not forgotten you. He hears your prayers. He's listening. He's doing more than you think he is. And he's here right now. And if all you can do this morning is show up with your needs, questions, and hurting heart, that's okay. God's truth-filled promises are still for you today, no matter what you're facing. Remember this today, friend. God, thank you for the promise that your word is true at all times. No matter what I'm walking through, no matter what I feel, no matter what is overwhelming me, you are the source of my strength and are my safe place for what is ultimately true. Remind me of what's true, especially when I'm overwhelmed by what's in front of me. In Jesus' name, amen. Shay Tate. In Psalm 103, David praises the Lord for his abundant mercies. He tells his soul to bless the Lord 6 times and to forget not all his benefits. Then David lists several good things that God does for his people. For more than half the psalm, David stirs up his heart, soul, and all that is within him to forget not his benefits. The original Hebrew verb translated forget means to lose memory or remembrance of. But it can also mean ignore or cease to care about. The Lord's benefits represent all the good things the Lord provides to aid or promote the well-being of His children. We bless or praise the Lord by spending time in grateful remembrance of the mercies we have received from Him. Praise is similar to one aspect of the exercise of bodybuilding. If we regularly stretch, flex, and use our muscles, we won't lose muscle tone. Instead, we gain definition and strength. If we get in the regular habit of giving thanks to the Lord for His blessings, we won't forget them. If we do not give thanks, if we fail to praise the Lord, if we ignore His benefits, or worse, cease to care about them, we are sure to forget them. What are some of the Lord's benefits we ought to remember? David enumerates, He forgives all my sins and heals all my diseases. He redeems me from death and crowns me with love and tender mercies. He fills my life with good things. My youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord gives righteousness and justice to all who are treated unfairly. David goes on to praise the Lord's compassion, mercy, and patience. He recalls how God revealed His character to Moses and His mighty deeds to the children of Israel. In His mercy, the Lord holds back the punishment we deserve and pours out His unfailing love. The Lord is like a father to His children, tender and compassionate to those who fear Him, for He knows how weak we are. He remembers we are only dust. We have so much to be thankful for as God's children. May we never forget His forgiveness. For He has rescued us from the kingdom of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of His dear Son, who purchased our freedom and forgave our sins. May we always remember that He heals us from the sin that infects us, but He was pierced for our rebellion, crushed for our sins. He was beaten so we could be whole. He was whipped so we could be healed. May we forget not His benefits, including redemption from death. Because God's children are human beings made of flesh and blood, the Son also became flesh and blood. For only as a human being could He die, and only by dying could He break the power of the devil who had the power of death. Only in this way could He set free all who have lived their lives as slaves to the fear of dying. May we never ignore or cease to care about His loving kindness and tender mercy. Because Your steadfast love is better than life, my lips will praise You, so I will bless You as long as I live. A genuinely grateful heart remembers always to praise the Lord for His goodness. But forgetting His benefits, ignoring them, or ceasing to care about them waters down our praise. In Deuteronomy, Moses warned the people that forgetting is the first step towards spiritual catastrophe. Only be careful and watch yourselves closely so that you do not forget the things your eyes have seen or let them fade from your heart as long as you live. Teach them to your children and to their children after them. Be careful not to forget the covenant of the Lord your God that He made with you. When we fail to praise the Lord and forget all the good things that He provides for our well-being, we reveal a deeper heart problem. Our neglect reflects apathy and indifference, which end in spiritual death. But when we forget not His benefits, when we remember His mercy, compassion, loyal love, forgiveness, and salvation, we can't help but have our hearts renewed and our lives lifted as we praise and bless the Lord. GotQuestions.org The very hairs of your head are numbered. That's how much I love you and care for you, how concerned I am about you. Not even a sparrow falls to the ground without me knowing about it. If I care that much for the birds of the air, don't you think I know you and love you and care for you much more? I do, because you've given me your heart and I keep it close to mine at all times. I know your worries about your situation, your loved ones, your finances, and your fate. I know these are constant concerns for you, and they gnaw at your mind and eat at your spirit. Sometimes it seems like they'll almost consume your body because they're strong and powerful. But do not forget my benefits, my love, mercy, compassion, forgiveness, redemption, and salvation. I forgive your sins, heal your diseases, redeem your life, crown you with love and mercy, and satisfy you so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Nothing is too hard for me to take care of. So bring all your worries, all your cares, all your fears and concerns to me and commit them to me, your faithful friend who loves you and wants the best for you. Give me all these worries, lay them before me and leave them there. Don't pick them up again and walk off with them. If you give them to me, I can give you peace of mind, hope, strength, and health in return. When you're tempted to worry about your situation, pray. When you're worried about your family, pray. When you're worried about your health, or your safety, or your future, pray. I hear your prayers and I answer them. You can trust me and have faith in me because I love you and I will never stop loving you. Let not your heart be troubled or afraid. Bring these things to me in prayer. Ask me to take care of them and then have faith and patience. Read my word, call on me. Claim my promises and trust me for the answers. I am your protector and keeper, your forever friend, the one who can supply for you and your loved ones. I will never forsake you, so come to me with all your burdens and find rest and peace. Jesus.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.